So, found my leg again. Unfortunately, it's attached to this fellow here. How would I describe this guy? Tall, short hair, deep voice, 12 or so vestigial limbs. I thought it was just going to be me and Madden fighting this thing when we got caught, but thank the sculptors, Lucy was looking out for us. We got half a dozen weirdos fighting with us now, and managed to get our weapons back as well.
Yes!
So hurry for
yes!
that. Oh, holy shite. That's fucking ace. The half-orc just did a power slide, right through a lake of fire, while playing his drum. And it's on its arse now, so that might be the end of it. Of course it's healing itself with electricity, why wouldn't it? Well, here we go.
In the merry month of June, when first from home I started, left the girls from tomb, so sad and broken heart, saluted father and dear, kissed me darling mother and drank a pint of beer, me grief and tears to smother, then off to reap the corn, leave where I was born, cut the stock by flown to banish ghosts and goblin, brought a pair of brogues, rattle o' the bogs, frighten all the dogs, on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, up the hare and turn her down the rocky road, and all the way to Dublin, whack for Aldi da.
Cool. Floor is still greasy, isn't it? And on fire.
Yes. Spicy.
So I don't really want to go near that shit.
Yeah, you're pretty flammable.
Yeah. How far away am I from said greasy, flammable area?
It's not too far away. Like, the edge of the fire is near where your vines are.
Cool. My vines are also flammable. So can I retreat slightly? Mm-hmm. But so that I remain within a reasonable distance to be able to throw a javelin.
Yeah, you can move to the side, sort of like scoot around the fire pit, so you're out of the vines at least. And then yeah, go ahead.
Lumpkin, when he gets his leg back on, do you want to knock it back off again?
I'd love to try.
Just slap the other one off.
Got your nose.
Okay. So, I got 13 on the dice, and then the hit DC is +4, so that's a 17?
Yep, that hits.
That's, yep, cool. And then I get 1d... Oh, I'm having to pull out all my fucking dice.
Yep.
I usually never use more than fucking d20.
A little bit disappointed that you hadn't already had to do this.
Oh, I rolled a 6, and I get a +2... And does it count as melee damage? I don't think it does.
It doesn't count as melee damage.
Okay, so just a +2, so 8.
Cool, nice. Cool, yeah, throw that javelin, you just hear it like, oh! from inside of the fire. It seems like parts of its nerves have come back together, which it doesn't quite like.
Sure.
Oh, no!
At least I dented its health.
Cool, excellent. Now it's Triss's turn, if that's you, Dan.
That's all I can do, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe so. Triss is going to sprint forward. She's very worried about her foot, which currently is healed up again, but she's going to go in there. She's going to withdraw her whip from the edge of the fire, and she's going to aim straight for the ankle.
Fuck my ass! I mean, bless you. Fuck me, that scared the shit out of me.
I'm sorry.
Okay, she fails miserably with that. The whip hits her ankle straight in the middle and just leaves a groove down the centre of her old foot, and she's like, ah, shite. at which point she's going to take up her hand crossbow in the other hand and make an earth shot from that. And that misses as well. In the fury, she just completely goes wide. And she just sort of like just sighs and just slaps her forehead a bit.
I'm pretty sure every time you say it misses, I see.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay.
Allergic to bad news.
You understand, it's missing because of Lumpkin sneezing.
Yeah, every time. Yeah, that's why.
Just a jellyfish comes out of her and just hits it in the face.
Because they're
very small
got a
jellyfish
fever.
And a waft of marshmallow.
It's the smell of the burning. It's just making Lumpkin sneeze and just like, oh, stop. I know it's adorable, but you're throwing off my aim.
I'm sorry. It helps, I nearly sneezed my headphones off.
Whoever's initiative is next, could you get my foot back, please?
Matton, it should be.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go on, Matton, get that foot back.
Okay.
Where did that horse come from?
Why?
Please excuse me.
Oh god.
You are not fucking excused.
I've got a bit of a cold, all right?
Uh-huh.
Don't you dare say
a bit hoarse.
Don't.
Bless me. Oh. Sorry. You're right, Smo. Nope, she's still gone.
Anyway, right. It's okay. Matt's turn.
Matton. Observed how effective his flaming piss was in the last turn, and says, I think I've got another one of those in me, and he has another little whittle, and then clicks his fingers, and as he does so, a spark leaps from his fingers to the puddle, and creates a blazing conflagration directly under the monster.
Where the fuck were you when we had burning oil?
Well, you didn't
grease.
Ow. Anyway, so Matton is going to cast Create Bonfire, which is an odd spell, but in this case actually quite helpful.
Okay,
create
yep.
a bonfire.
What does the girl have to beat?
Dex again.
And what number?
Burn 13.
Everything.
It's got 13.
Meet or beat, isn't it?
Right, fine. So, yeah, Matton snaps his fingers and a blaze appears under the golem's feet.
And sets fire to the fire.
And sets fire to the fire. Well, the fire gets bigger.
Good man.
And, does nothing helpful.
It's the thought that counts.
Yeah.
I like your thinking there, but it was already on fucking fire, so we don't need to do anything more.
Yes, but more fire's always helpful.
No, you fight fire with fire.
But we don't want to fight this fire.
The fire's helping. Stop fighting the fire. Fight the monster.
All right, anyway.
Okay, and the device on the ceiling is going to start charging up once more.
Oh, shit. Is there a way we could take that out and stop
it? Well, you've not tried yet.
No, I'm just throwing that idea out.
Well, it's Ruth's turn now.
Ruth is going to look up and be like, oh, that thing can just feck off and shoot at one of the pylons.
Yep, go ahead.
Do I hit? That's a 12 plus 8, 20.
Yep, that hits.
Yes! And then I have some damage to do. Where are all my dice? Woo! 3 plus whatever that number is. 4 is 7. Yes, 7.
7 damage.
Does it stop?
It doesn't stop, but you do tear off like a good chunk of it. Arrow pierces through, see a couple of sparks discharge from where you hit it, but it seems to be sort of like kind of loose. You have damaged it in some capacity.
Hmm.
I think you might have the right idea there, Ruth.
Ooh. Does Ruth still have those punchy arrows?
Yes, but I haven't got them written down. As a bonus action, can I trigger Hail of Thorns?
Well, how does it work? What does it say?
As a bonus action, I trigger it, and yeah, everything within... Can I click on it?
It's triggered as a bonus action.
Ah, hello. I can click on it on this website,
yes.
And it shows me what it does.
Yeah.
One bonus action. Next time you hit a creature with a ranged weapon attack... it creates a rain of thorns that spout from your ranged weapon or ammunition. In addition to the normal effect, the target of the attack and each creature within 5 feet must make a dex saving throw, which is inanimate. If it fails, it takes 1d10 piercing damage.
Okay, yeah, sure. Why
so
not?
What's Go within 5 foot of it? Are there any of...
Did someone's desk just collapse?
I just fell off my chair.
Again? I think you've done that once an episode.
Well, I've also...
What is your chair?
No, I was leaning to get something and I fell off.
Okay, but cool.
You are banned from chairs.
Did you not learn how to sit?
Okay, it's like your turn, Ruth.
What's within 5 foot of it?
At the moment, nothing, because it's got that big wall of fire around it.
Oh, no, this is hitting the pylon, isn't it?
Oh, it's hitting the pylon, is it?
Yeah, so what's within?
It's on the ceiling. There's nothing.
Sweet. I wasn't sure if any of the other pylons or the orb was within 5 feet of it.
Oh, okay. So they're all clustered together. It's not a big thing. It's only sort of like maybe 6 foot wide itself, the device.
So it... So does it hit all of them?
It would do.
Oh, sweet. Well, that original one takes an extra 10 damage.
Yes.
The next one takes 2 damage. The next one takes 10 damage. And do I roll for the orb as well? Does that take damage?
I'm counting this as all one device.
Oh, okay.
It's not several things. It's just a device with 3 prongs, so they're not separate entities.
I got to roll so many dice and got so many numbers.
But it take the extra 10 damage anyway?
Yeah, it would take 10 damage. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yep, it's taking that. It is looking worse for wear, this conduit, this machine. But now it is the fleshy's go. Good old
flesh boy.
Fleshy. Ooh, a fleshy go.
Our favourite boy. And the creature is going to... Well, it's going to go straight for Styx, because Styx seems to have caused it the most pain recently.
I did do that.
In spectacular fashion.
It's angry about that groin punch with the big explosion. So it's going to... lumber up. It's going to take damage from the...
I'm standing still.
Barbs and the fire, in fact. Yeah, let's do that.
They're spicy.
Could anyone else smell bacon?
That's a hard pass on the bacon joke, Sam. I think we're going to have to try something else.
Doing maths. Give me a moment.
And as everyone knows, you can't laugh whilst you're doing that.
It's true. There's no fun involved.
We should have a Calvin's doing math song.
Did you roll for the fire as well, Calvin?
Yep, I've rolled for that. I've done all that. Okay. Okay, so this thing is seething now. It's sort of like on the edge of its tether. If it didn't seem that odd before. It's going to go straight for Styx.
Crispy.
And it's going to swing down a big old slap.
Oh, slaps hurt.
That
big
is
old meaty slap.
19.
That's a big old slap.
Yep.
I think we should call it Slappy Potter. That was bad. Don't laugh.
We should definitely call it Slappenstein. I mean...
Okay.
That's even better.
That works.
That was
no, Slappenstein's
13
damage monster.
To Styx there.
13.
Yep, with that first slap.
Ow!
And this next one is going to come down and stomp on you. That is a 17.
I'm dead.
Oh, no.
I'm down.
17, 17 to hit.
Oh, yeah.
I was rolling
to
I'm hit.
Still dead. Fucking hell. Did a little bit just trickled out. I'm not going to lie.
13 damage.
Oh, God.
Are you down?
No.
I'm on savings.
Okay.
Our healer's down.
Having done no healing whatsoever. Again.
Fuck off!
Christ.
Can I give him a healy potion?
You can do, yeah. It's still got movement left. Cool. It's going to start heading towards Lumpkin, which is the next closest person. But it's not reached Lumpkin yet.
Okay. How far away is Styx from me?
Oh, God.
I'm so sorry. I don't know whether you guys heard, but there's someone going up the stairs outside the gym next door. Just say, you're the best around. I don't know when we picked up.
Okay. Now it is Tarquin's go.
Tarquin's going to rush over. The monster is turning around and going for Lumpkin, is it?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, Tarquin's going to rush over and try to stabilize Styx.
Okay.
Okay, what do I do? What do I do for that?
Touch me.
Is it a medicine?
Is it a medicine?
Do you have an advantage? Do you have like a medical kit in your inventory or anything?
Very soft hands.
Oh, do I? Yes, I have.
It's just a bag that says medical kit for sticks, and it's just topical cream from like the second episode.
Everybody's got one.
I've only got rubbing cream tools on the extra hole.
The cream goes on the holes. Time. The cream goes on the holes.
Oh fuck! That's a good point. If we don't have any more fucking NPCs, who's going to massage my hole?
Does
I think Tarquin is jumping in for that.
Does 13 help? Trooper.
Do you have a medical kit in your possession?
I do not, no. I've got thieves' tools.
Okay, that's not going to work. I'm going to say
his hole. That's not the most
I'm going to say if you don't have a medical kit, then you're going to need to do something else.
Shite. I tried.
Don't do that! Don't do that!
You could have definitely stopped off at me and grabbed one of my Viagras.
I can cure wounds him.
Can I make my turn rushing over to Lumpkin and grabbing a health Viagra and returning with it?
But cure wounds is touch.
Yeah, I'm not that far from you.
Oh yes, of course. You're still fucking dossing.
Yeah, I'm busy shooting some steel.
As you do.
As you do.
Yeah, can I use dash to get to Lumpkin and back?
Yeah, you can scoot round the flesh golem. You'll have to sort of like beeline around it.
Okay, yeah, I'll use dash.
Cool, excellent.
Which I can take as a bonus action anyway, so I can.
Yep.
I still have my action to do anything to administer the potion.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Okay, what is it? Is it 2d4 plus 4?
I can tell you it's a purple glittery liquid.
Yeah. Oh, okay, then it's 2d20 plus 80.
Okay.
What?
Can you remember what that health potion is, Alistair?
I cannot.
1 minute, I've got a load on my save.
I think a standard one is just 2d4 plus 4.
Where are my screenshots? Because I prepared for this. What is it? Is it regular, greater,
common, it's
superior,
2D4,
supreme?
2d4 plus 2.
Regular. Yeah.
Oh, plus 2. Damn.
I'm going to post something to the Facebook.
Although this one is especially good for the gentleman.
Yes. Oh god, Sticks is going to be hard.
It's also got a bit of a beard balm built in, is it?
Eight. I rolled 8 in total.
It essentially performs the same function, just depends on which end you apply it to.
Okay. Yes, okay. So, how much healing was that?
I rolled 8 in total. Eight. So I uncork the bottle. I tip some down his throat, and then I think about going down and like opening up his trousers and tipping it down there. But I think better of it and just go back through his mouth again.
Okay. So in that case, the first thing to wake up is Sticks Jr., which presses presses lightly and makes an appearance, and then
like a tiny little tent.
What?
Oh my god!
And then Sticks himself will just like open one eye and just look down for a moment as Sticks come back.
This is incredibly uncomfortable for me.
Now I just want it known. I don't know what the fuck's going on, and I did not ask for morning wood, but I got it
with Tarquin's leaning over you.
Oh, Tarquin, you best do yourself a fucking mischief right now. I'm going
to
come down.
How's it going, you big green boy? Welcome back to the land of the living.
I don't really know what to do here because I could just be a complete wanker.
Yeah.
But
I'm
going to pat him just very lightly on the head. Like, thank you.
Oh.
Well, it's your turn now, Sticks.
Is that the only nice thing you've ever actually said to Tarquin?
It probably is.
I didn't say anything. I was just patting him.
He said thank you.
He said thank you.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
you out just loud. Said that with your mouth.
Can I retract that?
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. Thank you.
You use your bardic skills to literally pull the words out of his ears.
He should be saying thank you to me, but, you know.
But you're far away.
Anyway, it sticks his turn.
I'm going to fucking cure wounds myself.
How much does cure wounds give you?
1d8 plus 2.
Cool, go for that then.
Oh, nice. 8.
Yeah, boy.
I'm back in the proverbial. Now, where the fuck is Ruth and how far away is Shittimi?
She's. You can run up to her. She's within that distance, at the least.
I'm going to run up to Ruth.
Yep.
A bit. Hello. I can't heal you.
Again.
I've used my spell for this time, but...
Just thought I'd come and say, you know, hi.
Just thought I'd say... Did you see what I fucking did with the sliding and the thunder drum and that was...
Was let's just, absolutely let, radical.
Let's kill this cunt! Get it up! And so ends my turn.
Okay, cool.
A turn well spent.
Wonderful.
Yes. At this point, just before Flesh Golem has reached Slumpkin, the device on the ceiling is going to discharge once more.
No, oh, god damn it.
Anyone having problems with discharge?
Hey,
I feel bad for your son.
Don't make a joke, don't make a joke. Don't make a joke.
Oh. Feel the need for a gif.
Oh. Angry eyebrows?
No, she's already angrily made a shrubbery. How? Oh,
a hostile shrubbery.
Can that be it? Just like fucking tendrils come out and just start devouring this fucking flesh monster.
Is she just going to go Groot on him?
Yes.
Yeah, do it.
That would be cool.
Do it.
Roll for it.
Do it.
It's not my fucking turn.
Okay, cool.
Do it on your turn.
And once more, holes began to seal up, burns become to cover over themselves, and now it is Lumpkin's turn.
Hey.
You know, this weird pylon thing is starting to get on my tits.
Whose tits?
Right, so I've got a big old squishy bean heading towards me. I'm not about that life, but I also... I'm deciding that we should probably kill the ceiling blob rather than this blob.
But then that blob will
I'm
have
so
to
glad
die
that we managed
well.
To create a sense of tension. The part the party
You're
versus
welcome.
The city with sorry, the party versus the squishy boy with a ceiling blob and a flash blob.
Yep.
You are more than welcome.
Kill the blob. Kill
how many javelins do I have on me?
I don't know, check your
inventory.
Backpack.
I mean, you haven't...
It's five, normally.
You haven't used that many.
How high is the ceiling?
You can hit it with a javelin, yeah.
Cool. Can I also run out of the way of Big Squishy Boy?
Yes, because he hadn't quite reached you yet.
Cool. So, Lumpkin's going to run out of the way of Big Squishy Boy whilst priming a javelin to hit the squishy sparkle bean on the roof.
This is painful.
Yep, go ahead.
I am
this is
this.
Lumpkin for ya. It's a little angry ball of rage, but also adorable.
Okay, go and make that attack.
What am I doing? What
G20.
Am I rolling?
Just, it's just a standing you. Attack.
Oh, it got stuck in my dice tower. That's always promising. Okay, I got 7.
Okay. So yeah, you trundle along. You try your best with your little arms to throw the javelin up, and it just doesn't go high enough. It just cuts just underneath the device and goes off into the darkness.
Lumpkin cannot
get it. Do you remember
like
half an hour ago when I smashed the leg off this dude?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember how cool that was?
Yeah, that was awesome. Well done.
That was pretty radical.
Should we remember that bit instead of what just happened?
Oh, so fondly
when Lumpkin missed the ceiling.
You need to stop sneezing, that's the problem.
Shut up.
And is that your go?
Don't know that I can really do anything.
I don't think you can, really.
Can I pick up the javelin?
Sure, yeah. Okay, at this point, Triss is going to go, I want to shoot a fucking electronic... What should we call it? This is how you fucking do it. And she,
please fail, please fail, please fail.
She loads up a small, tied up brown bag onto the end of her arrow, gives it a sort of like knowing wink at Stink, sort of like, you're going to enjoy this. Fires it. What was that? Alistair, have you fallen off your chair again?
No, sorry. That was me shuffling closer to go like, oh, I'm intrigued.
Oh, okay, fair news.
Sure.
No, in I did not box. Fall off my chair again.
Cool, excellent.
That's once an episode.
twice an episode on the Patreon.
The best part is that I am a stilt walker. My profession is having good balance.
You're not used to being this low to the ground.
No.
I literally can't stand on one leg for more than 30 seconds. Like, that is how terrible my balance is.
It's also a terrible kind of character trait for me, because I'm always the one to push her over at 29 okay, cool. seconds.
So
anyway.
the arrow goes straight into the centre between all three prongs. You hear a tunk, and then there's a moment of silence, and if you were watching Triss, you'd see her counting on her fingers. One, two, three, and then... The arrow explodes, and the device in the ceiling of the conduit just bursts into several pieces, which scatter as flakes across the field.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Thanks, DM, for saving us from that particular bamboozling issue.
I mean...
I'm going to just nod, like, approvingly towards it. Yeah, that'll do. That'll do. It's not as good as mine, but...
That'll do, Pig. That'll do.
It's fine.
That'll do, Triss.
Yeah, I'll take second prize for the fight. I think that's fair. You can sort of like earn that with yourself and Ruth for first prize. This will be second, unless somebody else does something more spectacular. Speaking of which, Madden, it's your turn.
Spectacular. Well, I think I've got something up my sleeve. And from his sleeve, Madden pushes a little button and his spear comes out of one of his arms.
Oh.
And he's going to charge. And he's going to stab the squishy golem boy.
I forgot he was a construct.
Yeah, he's a construct. yeah, he's going to attempt to hit squishy golem boy. Cool. Squishy blob boy.
Third time?
So stilts. Juggling, apparently, not a strong point.
Fuck off. 14.
Yep, that hits.
I know. right, let me see. Okay. He does... Ooh, 6 damage.
6 damage, cool.
So he's got the golem pinioned with his spear. And then as a bonus action, I'm going to cast... Acid spray as a cantrip, which in Matten's case, or acid splash rather, sorry, manifests.
Could it shoot up its sword?
Cool.
Could it shoot up its sword? That'd be cool.
You know what? Why the fuck not? So, I guess you've not really been introduced to Matten all that much. He's an artificer, so he's got all these little gadgets, and one of the fun little things, is that his spear seems to have these sort of holes in the blade, like the tip of it is not solid. And same. He twists the haft of the spear. Yeah, it's
starts, obviously
yeah,
thrilling.
It's extremely thrilling. All right, fine. I'll say this in words Lumpkin can understand. The pointy stick is now a gooey pointy stick.
Oh, excellent. I like gooey pointy sticks.
And the blob is going to look down.
The blob monster needs to roll a save of Dex.
Dex. Cool.
Dex.
Dex?
It got a 11.
Blob monster is going to take 5. Yeah. 5 damage from the gooey pointy stick attached to the metal shiny man.
Okay. So yeah, you pierce the golem through with the spear, and then like a little valve, and then the hole widens as you see as the acid burns into the flesh of the flesh golem, and Tarquin can see through the hole and see Matt on the other side grimacing.
Matt and waves.
Yeah.
Tarquin waves back.
Now it's Ruth's go.
Ruth is going to redirect her attention back to the golem and shoot it. Just nice and simple.
Yep, go ahead.
Keep it simple. Just shoot the motherfucker. 18 plus 8. I'm assuming that hits.
Yes.
Okay, let's use my rainbow dice. Oh, they are terrible. So 2 plus 4, 6 damage.
Cool. So you fire arrow, hit it straight in the eye. The eye comes out the side of its head. You can see it just pinched up to the end of it.
As a bonus action, I want to high-five Styx.
Cool, do that.
Yeah.
Incredible. Fine.
Is it dead yet?
How sweet.
Okay, the creature, it had its eyes on Lumpkin.
Now its eyes are on the floor.
Yeah, well, one of its eyes is on the floor on a little stick. It's going to carry on walking forwards. It's going to take the damage from the barbs.
And it's going to walk it off like a boss.
And the fire. Oof.
Die, 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 die.
In the nicest way.
I want to sort of fall down at Lumpkin's feet.
Okay, it's not dead yet. A couple of its extra fingers falls off. The eye burns down into mush.
They were spare anyway, so it's fine.
It's going to make a slap for Lumpkin. Is it half damage when Lumpkin's raging?
Oh, yeah.
It's half damage. Okay, cool.
I'm no longer raging anyway.
Are you not?
You made
my
an
last
attack,
turn,
though.
I didn't. Yeah, but it wasn't. Does it count as a hostile creature?
I'm going to say it was a construct, so I'm going to say you're using your rage on an animate. I'm going to say you're still raging.
Yeah, you were attacking something.
Okay,
you
cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I gain advantage on strength checks and saving throws.
Okay, cool. And I think your damage is halved. You'll say that as well.
I can't see where it says that.
It is halved. For anything non-magical, if I recall correctly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. That first swing is going to be 10. Does that hit you?
It does not hit me.
You dodge to the side of the first lap. This next one's going to come down. That one is a... Oofed. That one's a 24. So that will be hitting, won't it?
Yeah, that hits
okay,
me.
Cool.
Just.
That is going to be 16 damage, but halved, so 8 damage there.
Oh, okay.
So,
that's all
right, just a slap down and then you get the noise ready. Just like a... Nobody's got the noise ready, are they? Cool.
No one's got a squeak, okay. No.
But I tried.
It's quite an almighty squeak, anyway. But that is all it can do for the moment. It's quite content slapping Lumpkin at the moment by the scenes. Now it's Darkwind's go.
Was it 6 or 8 damage? Sorry.
8 damage.
8 damage, okay. Sorry, I'm trying to do maths, and that's hard.
Okay.
No, we understand, we understand.
It's Tarquin's go now.
Okay, I think I've done it.
Yeah, Tarquin's going to engage with it and just, yeah, have at it with the rapier.
Cool, go ahead.
Oh, 24, does that hit?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay.
Sneak attack, because Lumpkin's near.
Sneak attack,
and Matson,
yep.
In fact.
7, 9, 12 damage. And can I do my bonus action and go at it with my second dagger that I had?
Mm-hmm. Was it 12 damage the first one, did you say?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And, yep, you can.
Oh, 18 again.
Yep, that hits.
Fucking hell, man. Good effort.
6 damage.
Excellent. How do you want to do this?
Oh yeah.
Oh yes.
Do you want to detail how you finish it off?
Carve your name into its bollocks.
No, I run at it.
You'll
from behind and looking at the looking at through the hole that I spied Matton through earlier when he waved at me. I just put my rapier through there and just start like hacking down as I split its bottom half in twain.
It's a rapier. It's not really
it's
a
twain. Yeah, it does have an edge. But...
And I use my dagger as a little bit of a help, and I just sort of like just part the meat.
Yeah, you sort of like you put both in and just widen them from each other and just use a force.
I'm separating the flesh.
Okay, and It divided from...
I was on such low health this whole event. I was so worried.
From neck to navel, it splits and collapses down into the ground in a fleshy heap. And you...
Check its pockets!
It's got...
That was disgusting.
It's got a photo of its fleshy wife and fleshy kids. A library card as well.
It's expired.
Yeah.
What was its name?
It was...
We're not going there.
Robinson.
It's just got that written down.
On its driving license. Yes.
Oh, it
it's
was
just
an
like
organ donor.
One and a half faces pushed in. This picture.
Excellent.
Oh, God. Cool. Andrew's not in amongst this amalgamation of flesh, is he?
Oh, don't say that.
Investigate.
Oh, don't, no. don't.
With advantage, you've got all the time in the world.
Oh, no, no, no.
Okay, I definitely need an advantage. 14 plus investigation 1. 15.
Okay, you look around, you pat out the fire that there is. You can't see any sort of signifiers. A lot of these look older limbs. There's nothing here that stands out as, like,
okay.
Andrew.
Oh, thank fantasy, Jesus.
Triss takes a leg. It's all charred and a bit burnt. She cuts it off with a knife and just like, it's going to knock me on if you use scissors. Ah, shite. Well, that was a waste.
I mean, did you expect to actually get it back in one good piece after all that burning and charring?
Oh, no, it would have been nice. You can hope, can't you? It's my leg. I haven't got a second. I mean, I've got a second, but I haven't got a third. I've got another
Why
one. I haven't got another left one. You only get one of these.
Why don't you take it to Mrs. Libby? She might be able to do something.
In this state? I'm not sure.
Witches can do anything these days.
Speaking of, how on earth did this thing come to being? Where's that Archminster? I've got a few words.
Yes, he's been quite quiet for a while.
You'll hear the door opening from up the stairwell, and then just like the pit-pat of footsteps down. There seems to be a few guards, but they're walking fairly slowly. It's not that like, they're rushing down. At the head is Archminister Elgret. So, like, walks forward, looks down towards the flesh golem, and just gives it a little nudge with his feet. Very well.
Sorry, we took all the XP.
Mind explaining how on earth you made this?
Oh, it was not I that made this. This is a creation of science.
And yet you used it quite happily to execute people.
Yes.
You used exactly what you said you shouldn't be used.
Against those that seek to use it.
Yes, but you're just as bad as them. You hypocritical piece of shit.
I'm with Tarquin on this one.
Call me what you will.
Okay, you're a hypocritical piece of shit.
Indeed. Well, the gods have seen it fit to give you the benefit of the doubt. And so, you are free, and all of the crimes you were convicted for are now washed away. Enjoy your freedom while it lasts.
Okay, so we're good to go. Let's go. Guys, go on ahead.
Just a little bit.
I don't think anything could absolve us of that sin.
Well, when we leave, Ruth wants to turn around and lock the door behind her so that we're locked in that room.
Oh, crafty. I'll tell you what, just before you do, I'm going to fart.
Yeah.
You're going to fart?
Yeah. Just one of those. And I'm going to waft it in their direction, looking at this man with the funky hat.
You want to crop dust them.
Crop dust. Because they're just going to be like, oh, God, we're locked in here with a flesh monster. And oh, God, it stinks!
You waft. Watch. Go for a sleight of hand, just very quickly.
Sleight of hand?
Yeah.
Is it silent but deadly?
It's a 10 plus 2, 12.
Okay.
That's sphincter control.
Upon you wafting, is going to look over his shoulder to the captain next to him and go, "Really now, Captain? I expected better of you."
He who smelt it dealt it.
He gone and got away with it.
At the back of the procession with you now. And
that captain's going to look over to me and I'm just flipping him the V's, like, walking out backwards.
And yeah, they're going to start making their way up the stairwell.
Perfect.
Ruth locks the door behind her to keep them in.
Well,
have they tried to leave before us?
Yeah, they're heading off before you.
Oh, I thought that we were fucking off and leaving them to their own.
Oh, that makes me sad. I want to lock them in there.
Well, you can try. Oh. You can run if you want. You've all got to run together.
Guys, get out there first.
Charge!
Sprint.
Leg it!
Somebody pick me up.
Yep.
I'm going to Lumpkin scoop up Lumpkin.
I imagine that's a reflex action for sticks these days.
I am not fast.
I am not fast.
Oh.
Minister, you may want to look around.
Hairy baby. Hairy baby.
Okay.
We jumped out of a window.
Anyway.
We blew out the door. Window.
The door.
Yeah, roll for athletics, everybody.
With fucking pleasure.
Put it out.
Oh, God.
Do I have to? I'm being carried.
No.
Athletics. Oh. Can it not be acrobatics?
No, you're running.
16 plus 5, 21.
Oh. 8.
8 as well. I have a minus 1 in athletics.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I have a plus 3.
Yeah, what did Matten get?
Matten got 11.
Yeah, that still beats their average. Okay, so you run up the stairs and they're just hobbling back after you, just like the guards trying to chase you out. Archmaster Elgret being helped up the stairwell very quickly, as quick as his weak little knees will get him. And then when you're at the top, you just sort of like close the door and just bolt it back together.
just the Archduke going, no, 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 no.
Excellent. So,
can I use my thieves' tools to lock the door?
Oh God! Like, really, bolt this thing shut.
I mean, there was like just a bar you can just put across.
Oh, that's fine.
It's
then
one of those that you can just do.
Has anyone got the ability to weld it shut with some magic?
Actually, yes, Matt.
Oh God, we're evil.
Well, so are they.
No, no.
You had it coming.
Yeah.
Oh.
We're punishing them.
Yeah, all right. He is going to... Styx, would you kindly moon me, please? I need some reference.
With pleasure. I'm just going to lift the kilt up and drop the rest of my trowel and show this beautiful battle-scarred anus.
Thank you. And he taps the door, and the door now looks like a gigantic arse.
Yay!
That is a mighty arse.
Does it fart when I do?
Well, I can imbue it with a spell as well.
Please, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it!
All right, fine. The door looks and smells like Styx's arse. Are you happy?
I think we should all move.
Off we go.
Faster, boys, faster. Don't want the smell to catch up with you now.
Pick up Clark with a Q.
He's just come out from behind one of the benches that's in there, which is full of arrows. It's just sort of like sticking out from all over like a pineapple hedgehog thing. You know, the hedgehogs with cheese on the end of the sticks.
Sorry, what?
The naturally occurring hedgehogs that have cheese on their sticks, yes.
Yeah, at family like parties and stuff. There'd be the buffet, there'd be like a little bowl of foil.
With
and
two
it's got
sticks.
Loads of sticks coming out of it, little cocktail sticks with cheese on the end of it.
Nottingham is a strange and savage place.
Okay, maybe that's a Nottingham thing. Anyway. I've decided, what with Clark with a Q not having a backstory, that every time he makes an appearance, I'm going to roll a dice and somebody's going to give him a random character trait or backstory. Okay, so that is Ruth. So Ben, what give us an interesting fact about Clark with a Q?
What are his hopes?
He is missing his index finger and his thumb on his left hand.
Oh, his pinchers.
Yeah, he's just missing.
Okay, fair dues. He goes, I don't suppose you got my digits, did you there, Triss? And she goes, ah, sorry, mate, I forgot. Forgot about yours. I got mine back. I mean, we've kind of bolted up now, so we can't really go back. But
it's not in very good condition, though.
Yeah,
to be fair, there were quite a few fingers.
It's not worth salvaging, to be honest.
There were many fingers. It would be hard to tell which ones were yours.
Yeah, I don't know your fingers well enough. If you wanted to take them, you should have come down yourself. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, Clark.
I just saw, like... I like the idea that that was man saying that. okay, then. Yeah.
I'd just like to take a moment's remembrance for Hugh Man-Man.
Oh. Oh, no, we left the corpse.
Oh, what a shame.
We left the bit of armour that was...
Oh, my God.
Poor Hugh, man.
Just remembered Omelette did literally nothing that whole fight.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's all right, so did Lumpkin.
No.
Then the corner just scratching its beak. It's like, hoot hoot.
Lumpkin made a shrubbery.
Hoot hoot.
Hoot hoot.
Maybe Omelette was enjoying the shrubbery.
I mean...
Yeah. Omelette was just rolling around in it.
No, Omelette...
It's like catnip.
Omelette just lifts up its paw, and underneath there is the body of Hugh Man-Man, helmet and all, just cradled in Omelette's feathery tummy.
Omelette is the most human of us all.
Thank you, Omelette. Can we please get away from this arse?
which one? Sticks or the door?
The one that won't fall.
The door starts sort of like banging. You can hear like a...
Oh. Is it like the equivalent of the eyes that follow you in paintings? So just
yes.
There is a hole right at the centre, and you can see Archminister Elgret just sort of like try and get his face to it. You will pay for this.
Desk or stand?
Staring through Styx's asshole.
So are we all, like, leaving the jail now?
We're innocent now. We can go freely. Well, kind of innocent. As soon as they find out about that, then probably not innocent, but we're fine for the moment.
Yeah, they might be upset about trapping the holy man behind a gigantic arse, but...
Well, know. at least, if the sentence now will be just straight-up death rather than finding whatever that thing, so just got that against the side.
How long does that arse last for?
1 hour, as far as I remember.
All right, let's get moving. Okay. That case. Everybody out.
Let's boot.
No, it's permanent.
Yay!
Hooray!
Permanent booty.
The dream.
Sorry, what we've just done here is create a tourist attraction. You're welcome. First of all.
Oh my God! People are gonna have to feed them through that butt.
Just here's a whole cooked fucking chicken.
Some people would say that we've reached a new low, but I think that we've soared higher than ever before.
I did miss using that ability slightly, but it was worth it.
As I say, I'll never apologise for art. It was
Matten that created the art. You just provided the reference.
Inspiration.
Ladles and jelly spoons, can we decide where we're going once we've exited the jail? Because
do we want to go to Mrs. Libby's and pick up the other kobold and your spices?
I have the battery thing that we need to figure out.
What the box is.
Yeah, do you remember that whole plot line?
Vaguely.
The plot device.
There was a good echo on there as well.
The prongs of science magic, and now we've got the battery for the prongs of science magic, so now we can work out whose blood we need.
Oh,
to get the snail.
To get the snail. Am I the only one that remembered about the fucking snail?
No.
Oh dear.
It may have gone to the back of my mind.
There was a big fleshy monster, and then there was an arse.
Well, the good news is, if the snail was trying to run away, it wouldn't have got very far.
So do I have the prongs of magical science on me?
Yeah, you...
Do you?
Wait. No, no.
Yeah, she took them with her.
Okay, fine.
I can't remember. That's why I
was
asking.
The box was actually Styx's backpack that whole time as well, so...
Oh, wait a minute.
Incredible.
It's a museum piece. I don't think Lumpkin would have it.
Do we remember
it.
If I took
as
it
I remember,
with me?
I don't think you have the prongs. You have the box,
no.
But not the prongs.
Lucy gave it. Lucy gave it.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I just put the battery in the prongs of magical science-y now?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to hold one in each paw and smush them together like I know what I'm doing. Hoping they just magically, like crafting in Minecraft, like
you
these
just,
two things
suddenly
just
there is
magically create...
They go together.
Yeah, like they create the thing I want them to.
Okay.
Does that work?
Yep.
Yes.
Yes!
The device is powered now, anyway.
Cool. I don't know how to use the device.
Okay, I'll remind you.
Thank you.
You point them at magical objects and they will resonate if the magic was created by someone of that bloodline.
Oh, like a dowsing rod, is it?
It's sort of, yeah.
So, you as Lucy explained it, if you put it against a magical object, it will sort of like remember the resonance of that magic. Then you put it against something else magical, and if it's of a same creator or same family of creators, it's got the same signature, then it will resonate. And you'll know.
Okay, so my burning questions need to be answered. So, Styx, get out the box. Wait, are we outside the jail?
You're in the centre of the jail at the moment, but you can be
walking.
Should
we do it?
Let's go to Mrs. Libby's.
So you head on up and out. The guards are on outside. They see you come out first, and they just sort of like shrug, just like, "Oh, made it
to one. Yeah.
Well done."
Hooray! Thank you.
Move, peasants.
Get out the way.
Triss is going to sort of like wander up in front of you guys just for a second, just go, right, I owe you a big debt for that. You saved my skin down there. So, if you need me, I'll be able to help you. If you need a boat or something like that, some sort of transport, I'll be able to get that for you most likely. I'll be at the museum if you need me. See you guys.
With the tiny baby man.
With the tiny baby.
Oh, you mean Goodread? No, I'll be with Lucy. And she salutes you and so like ushers Matton along.
And if ever you need a perfect facsimile of an ass, you know who to call.
Any points?
You've seen your work and it's quite impressive.
Okay, cool.
To the brothel!
End of the episode.
Tash! Perfect way.